You're listening to Quoted, the Question of the Day podcast. I am Rebecca Smith. For this month, I want to break from my regular format and instead post short daily episodes. Thanks for listening. I'm going to be honest. I didn't want an answering machine. But there it was, at my doorstep. My mother was having trouble getting a hold of me, and this was her solution. I think she stood over me while I plugged it in. I cannot explain my resistance to it without sounding like some kind of crazy recluse. I was just afraid that a series of obligations would pile up. From now on, every conversation would begin with an apology. I'm sorry it's taken me so long to return your call, but I got home from work late, and then I discovered that there was cat barf in the kitchen, and I had to clean that up. And then, of course, my roommate... Well, my hatred for this machine evolved. Coming home to a red flashing light somehow made me happy. On the other hand, nothing was something too. No longer could I pretend that the doll of a Norwegian engineering student at the School of Mines and Technology was out there fighting bears and blazing a path to my feet. I mean, he would have just called, right? It turns out that the phone messages made a great diary.
Becky, this is your mother. I got your message. My recommendation would be a Sears Kenmore. The same reason that my Aunt Jenny gave me, that no matter where you go, there's always a Sears store, and it's probably best for repair and all that, and I think it's a good sewing machine. And the next one I get, I'm probably going to get a Sears. And I got a couple in the paper right now that are on sale, one's for $159.98, one's for $179.98. I don't know how much you plan on spending. Also, there's a job in the paper. And I'll read it to you if we got time here before this thing clicks off. It says, I had it here, but I don't know where it went. Of course, it'd be in Rapid City, so you'd have to move back home or move back to Rapid City. Can't find it now. Anyway, it was something about, it says, small company needs well-versed computer operator, networking, publishing, website catalog, and so forth. Full-time with benefits, send replies to Box 356, care of Rapid City Journal, P.O. Box 450, Rapid City 57709. Have no idea who it is, what it is, but it sounds like something you might be able to do. Okay, goodbye. Becky, hi, how are you? You're a hard girl to reach, worse than me. I just wanted to tell you that I just love those ornaments. They're just beautiful. Pretty soon I'll have a whole tree full of those. We are leaving in the morning with the birds to L.A. Wish us luck on the plane. And we'll be back on Saturday. We're not staying too long. Have a nice Thanksgiving. Bye. Hi, Becky. I'm wondering what you need or want for Christmas. I'm going shopping on Saturday or Friday night. And... you mentioned something about a coat. If you wanted that, I could order that. But I don't know what you want. Clothes. If you need clothes, tell me the size. If you need underwear or anything like that, tell me the size. Do you want me to send it to Matt, or do you want me to just mail it to Minneapolis? Let me know. Bye-bye.
It's interesting to note that years after this answering machine, Brian presented me with a cell phone, which I also reluctantly took. So have you ever had such a gift? Something maybe you resisted but turned out to be kind of an okay thing? Or maybe not. Whatever the case may be, I would love to hear about it. You can reach me at 612-440-1264 or check out the website at questionpodcast.com. There you will find lots of other ways you can get a hold of me. That's it for now. Until next time, please take care of yourself.